Praise be Jesus and Mary. I prefer the monotony of obscure sacrifice to all ecstasies. To pick up a pen for love can convert a soul. These are words of Therese of the Child Jesus, a Carmelite nun called the Little Flower, who lived a cloistered life of obscurity in a Carmelite convent. And her preference for hidden sacrifice did indeed convert souls. Her autobiography, The Story of a Soul, is read and loved throughout the world. She entered the convent at the age of 15, and in 1897 died at the age of 24. And now, you know, life in a Carmelite convent from a worldly point of view is uneventful and consists mainly of prayer and hard domestic work. But Therese possessed that holy insight that redeems time, you know, however dull that time may seem. She saw in quiet suffering, redemptive suffering, suffering that was indeed her apostolate. She said that she had come to Carmel to save souls and pray for priests. And shortly before she died, she wrote, I want to spend my heaven in doing good on earth. On October 19th, 1997, Blessed John Paul II proclaimed her a doctor of the Church, the third woman to be so honored due to her teaching on spirituality in the Church. All her life, St. Therese suffered from illness. As a young girl, she underwent a three-month illness characterized by extended delirium and prolonged fainting spells. Afterwards, she was left very frail, and yet she worked hard in the laundry and the refectory of the convent. Spiritually, she endured prolonged periods of darkness when the light of faith seemed all but extinguished. The last year of her life, she slowly wasted away from tuberculosis. Her pain was so great that she said if she had not had faith, she would have taken her life without hesitation. And yet, shortly before her death, on September 30th, she murmured, I would not suffer less. You know, she was an heroic soul who didn't whine about her illnesses and anxieties. She was a person who saw the power of love, and that divine power or process of transforming something common into something special, which can change everything, including weakness and illness, into service and redemptive graces for others. St. Teresa of Avila says that a perfect act of love can save thousands of souls. And St. Therese knew this. And she said her vocation was love. And She performed everything with great love, and it was revealed that she was responsible for hundreds of thousands of souls, even like Saint Francis Xavier, the greatest missionary in church history, who said is responsible for more than 400,000 souls in his bringing the faith to over that many souls in his work. So it's no wonder that Saint Therese was made the patroness of the missions, because only those who can embrace suffering with their love, as she did, are able to convert souls.